Global warming. The discovery of the steam engine in 1784 began a rapid increase in the burning of fossil fuels on Earth to provide the energy that powered machines. However, in direct proportion to this, emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere increased. Every year, mankind emits 2.5% more carbon dioxide into the air than the year before. And this gas is a major contributor to the greenhouse effect that causes global warming. What is the greenhouse effect? Solar radiation hits the Earth, and some of that is reflected back into space. Most of it is trapped by greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, so the atmosphere warms up, just like in a greenhouse. That's good, because without greenhouse gases, the Earth's temperature would be more than 30 degrees Celsius lower. But when there is too much of these gases, it's like closing the windows on a greenhouse. The average temperature of the planet has risen over the past 100 years by 1 degree Celsius on average, but in Slovakia, by as much as 2 degrees Celsius, at the poles by 3 degrees Celsius, and in some places in Siberia by as much as 5 degrees Celsius. This is very serious because, in addition to the melting of glacier at the poles and high mountains and the obvious climate changes, the permafrost that preserved the decaying remains of dead plants and animals is also beginning to thaw. Once thawed, these would start to produce methane when they decompose further, which is up to 80 times more potent as a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. To stop global warming, we need to significantly reduce CO2 emissions to the atmosphere within 20 to 30 years. The key question remains whether we can keep the global temperature rise below 1.5 degrees Celsius. Scientists all over the world agree that this is the only way to preserve the biodiversity of flora and fauna on our planet, which is a prerequisite for human life.